Outrage. That's been one of the defining words of this exhausting presidential campaign. Just ask Mia Parrish. She's the head of the Arizona Republic newspaper, which recently endorsed Hillary Clinton for president. That was the first time in the paper's 126-year history that it's endorsed a Democrat. And the backlash has been intense. Mia Parrish and her staff have been receiving numerous threats like, "You're dead, watch your back, we will burn you down, you should be put in front of the firing squad as a traitor." Mia Parrish joins me now. How did threats like that actually make you feel, Mia?
It's been a remarkable time in every way. Our reporters are just doing their jobs, and to have something that the editorial board, which is separate from the newsroom, express an opinion about, come crashing down on them in such an intense and evil way has been chilling.
Do you know who the people are who are making these threats? Have there been any consequences for them?
No, the death threats that you were talking about, and there have been some others, those have come through anonymously, either in email or in calls, and we've attempted to track them down and have not been able to.
We usually hear people receiving threats like this, and journalists, for endorsing one candidate over another, not here in the U.S. What
right.
do you feel like that says about the state of our country right now?
I was really saddened. I mean, truthfully, we also had telegraphed for more than a year about our concerns around Donald Trump and his policies long before he was the nominee of the party, and felt that he was not good for Arizona and he wasn't good for the United States. And I felt strongly that we needed to stand up. We want people to vote. We want people to engage. We want to empower and enlighten. And for us individually as citizens, we didn't want to have the option not to vote, and we weren't going to sit down as a news organization and just take a pass. So we didn't.
Now, you wrote that one person you thought about when making the decision at the paper to endorse Hillary Clinton, you were thinking about your mother, who grew up under an occupying dictatorship. Tell
Yes.
us about her. Where did she grow up and what made you think of her?
My mother grew up in South Korea. She immigrated in 1954 through the help of the kindness of Americans. She and her sisters were all educated in the United States, as was their brother. And I grew up with their stories. They sacrificed tremendously. They didn't have a right to an education. They didn't have a free press. They didn't have a democracy. You know, everything that I hold dear in the First Amendment. And that's probably why, to grow up hearing that, to be on death lists, to have your grandfather imprisoned and nearly tortured to death for his religious beliefs, it makes you realize how precious what we have is.
And I want to ask this, too. I mean, in a state like Arizona, where you can carry a weapon openly or concealed without a permit, how does that deepen your worry?
You know, we've really tried. I take things seriously, and it's my responsibility to look out for all of us and to make good decisions for that. But I also don't want to be alarmist about it. We have additional security, and we have conveyed to the staff about the importance of being mindful. I think the thing that made me more upset were, it's one thing to protect the building and to staff up security guards and to make sure that people are watched and walked and there's tape and all of that. But we have hundreds and hundreds of people out in the community who do things like knock door to door selling subscriptions, and who stand in grocery stores selling subscriptions.
Right.
And those are kids working their way through school. And they've been threatened, they've been spit on, they've been called terrible, terrible names, and they're fearful. And that is, to me, a tragedy, that to engage in a free press and to have someone who disagrees with something that someone else said so much, you would threaten their lives. We got threats again this morning about that, that have been reported to police.
So you've written this editorial, Mia. What do you have to say, though, to the people, like directly, who have been making these threats to you and your staff?
We are strong and they are brave, and I will stand up for their right to disagree with me every day. It is never acceptable to threaten someone with violence because they disagree with you. That is un-American.
Mia Parrish with the Arizona Republic, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Marco. I appreciate it.